Richard Justice, a national columnist for MLB.com, the day before Chris Davis was suspended, wrote a piece on the Orioles' ability to overcome adversity. Mr. Justice, that was spectacular timing. How are you doing?
I'm good, Jeff. Hey, Jeff, I had a tough experience with Tim Lueke, too. When Major League Soccer came to Houston, you know, it was a grand celebration. It was 5 or 6 years ago. And Tim Lueke used this stage where people were waiting in line for tickets. I mean, it's a very, it's a great crowd to take a platform and say, you know, even though we just moved here 15 minutes ago, we need a new stadium. And I thought it was, I mean, this was a celebration of soccer. And it was a perfect night. And this guy says, oh, by the way, let's don't let you enjoy your celebration. And I don't think he and I have been best friends since then.
Yeah, I don't think he liked
my reaction.
Yeah, I get the sense that I'd probably torch my bridge with him as well.
Believe me, he's got to go back and repair bridges. But anyway, you know, Jeff, one of the things that the Orioles have done the last 3 years, and I think it's probably the way every team would like to be operated if they could be, is that they have no contract issues, so they have a 50-man roster. That's the way they look at it. Mm-hmm. They shuffle. And it means you're basically singing for your supper. You play poorly on Tuesday, they're going to get somebody else up on Wednesday. They use their farm teams at AA and AAA. And, you know, Jimenez and Adam Jones are the only guys that really have contract issues. Now, they have J.J. Hardy coming up, and they have Nelson Cruz coming up and Chris Davis in his last year of arbitration. They may not even afford to bring him back. But Peter Angelos is pretty resolute in that we're not going to spend a lot of money. And what Dan Duquette does is he does as good a job as anybody I've ever seen at finding players in weird places. Miguel Gonzalez in the Mexican League. He gets Wei-Yin Chen, who was not a bonus baby free agent from the Pacific Rim. He gets Steve Pierce off waivers. They just go through the Rolodex. And you know what it does, Jeff, and you know this, he empowers his scouts. Mm-hmm. He tells them, I don't want to hear what a guy can't do. Now, I know what Steve Pierce can't do. I want you to tell me what he can do and how he's going to help us win. If he's got one skill that we can translate into helping us win a few games, we'll look at that. And you know what? And Buck Showalter has a big board in spring training. Maybe you've seen it. How many innings you've played, how many innings you've pitched. And the bottom line is, the message is on that board is, everyone here gets a chance, and when we send you back to AAA, we look you in the eye and say, hey, you go down and you take care of your business there, and you'll be back. I promise you, you'll be back. We give guys second, third chances, and it's really great. And, you know, there's lots of other things going. You go into it. They have an unbelievably good clubhouse led by Adam Jones and Weeders and Mark Cakes, guys that, you know, got the snot kicked out of them for a long time. And like winning. And Buck Showalter, you know, and he is as good as there is at running a bullpen, at reaching out to communicating with his players and everything. You know, these were two risky hires. Buck hadn't managed in 4 years, did not have had a reputation as a guy who tried to run everything. And Dan Duquette had been out for 10 years. And it's kind of a cool marriage there.
Richard Justice of MLB.com joins us in the Jeff Blair Show. You know, you talk about Buck Showalter, and I know you've known Buck for a while. Is he a different guy now than the guy who managed in Texas?
Well, I don't think he's trying to run the whole thing anymore like right. He did in Arizona. And I think he knew he had a, I don't know, not, you know, well, I mean, he didn't have a great reputation. You go 4 years.
Yep.
He's got a good, I mean, you and I both agree, he's a good manager.
He's a great in-game manager. He really is.
Yeah, and he's great with his players. Oh, my God. I mean, he has them out there every day like, okay, the theme of the day is base running. So is he a different guy? He does not seem different to me, but obviously he's probably doing a better job of working within the confines of the organization, which, let's face it, we're a struggle for him at times. And it's a fun club to be around. They were 2-6 early in the season, something like that. And I go to Adam Jones, and you know, what you and I did do is team and, you know, need to win, all that. And Adam goes, I got it. You're the media. You need a narrative, and your narrative is we're about to go down the tube. He goes, but I got to tell you, your narrative is wrong. We're having good at-bats. We're going to be fine. He goes, but if you need something for the story that you're going to write anyway, I'll give you some quotes on that. how great is that? Like a guy that knows my job better than I know my job.
Just a brief experience with them as a visiting writer. It's a tremendous clubhouse. And the other thing, you know, this is a team that a couple of years ago, they won all those games in extra innings. They had the kind of the funky run differential. A lot of people were scratching their heads trying to figure out how the hell the Orioles were going. Pardon me. We're going to the playoffs a couple of years ago, yet somehow they made it. I think resiliency is really, it's a part of this group's DNA, isn't it? Very simply put, it's a part of their DNA.
Yeah, it is. And when you just feel like you've got a mix and match lineup, and so you lose Chris Davis. Okay, you're mad at Chris Davis. What you did was dumb and all that. But let's see. We just got Kelly Johnson to do X, Y, and Z. We still think Pierce can do this and that. Okay, we'll figure it out. And I think you saw it with the Angels with Garrett Richards. When Garrett Richards went down in Boston, Mike Socha called a meeting. Now, this was a punch in the gut. This guy's going to win the Cy Young or, you know, be in contention. And he's the only one of your starters going good. He's the guy that could pitch against a John Lester or somebody like that. And Socha called a team meeting to say, hey, listen, it's really important at a time like this that we support Garrett, because when guys get hurt, they tend to think they let us down, and we can't let him think that. And instead of saying, we're going to be okay, we've got enough in the room, it's like, hey, we got to take care of Garrett now because he's the one that's hurting. And I thought, how perfect. And that tells you he's got a read of his team, that his team, you know, teams, you've covered great ones, teams that have a collective ego, we can overcome whatever.
Is this team better than the last Orioles team to go to the playoffs, Richard?
Yeah, just because they've been there, because they've been down that road. And I think Tillman is a number one starter. He's really good. And Britton is very, very, you know, when they went last time, Jim Johnson was struggling a little bit. So they got the first three or four innings, five innings, whatever, in the ninth taken care of. And, you know, if you just measure rotations by how you pitch, if that's the way you measure it, their rotation's as good as anybody. I mean, it is terrific. Miguel Gonzalez has been great. Bud Norris has been great. So, yeah, I think so. And they hit a bunch of home runs and score runs. You know, they look different without Chris Davis in the middle of the lineup. And people will say, well, he's hitting under 200. He was, but you know how it is when you have that big bat that can change a game in an instant.
Yeah, you knew when Chris Davis was on deck. You also knew when he was at the plate. And that's right. That's a game changer right there. Richard, it was good of you to do this. Thanks so much, man.
Thank you, Jeff.